Security Wire Weekly for Wednesday, August 23rd, 2006. I'm Bill Brenner. This week, Microsoft deals with more security problems. Forrester Research's Natalie Lambert discusses Apple's recent challenges in this week's Security Spotlight. And hacker-turned-security consultant Kevin Mitnick finds out what it's like to be the victim of an online attack. But first, our top story. IBM announced Wednesday that it will acquire Internet Security Systems Incorporated for approximately $1.3 billion. The database giant said it will use ISS's technology to bolster its position in the growing managed security services market. The acquisition is subject to ISS shareholder and regulatory approvals and other customary closing conditions, IBM said. The transaction is expected to close in the fourth quarter of 2006. Based in Atlanta, Georgia, ISS specializes in software, appliances, and services that help IT shops monitor and manage network vulnerabilities. Its ISS X-Force intelligence service has been credited with discovering a number of recent Microsoft security holes. IBM said it will use that expertise to automate labor-based processes into standardized software-based services that help clients optimize and transform their business. In other news, there's more trouble brewing on the Microsoft front. The cumulative Internet Explorer patch the software giant released this month introduces a new unpatched security hole. The August Internet Explorer patch introduces a heap overflow vulnerability that enables an attacker to gain control of an affected PC. Machines that are running IE version 6 with Service Pack 1 are at risk, and it is only an issue on sites that use compression, according to EI Digital Security. Microsoft has acknowledged the problem and is working on a fix. The software giant had planned to re-release the patch August 22nd, but decided against it late in the day due to problems that surfaced during final testing. Meanwhile, security researchers warned this week that two new Trojan horse programs are using PowerPoint to spread, though it remains unclear if the malware is exploiting a new PowerPoint flaw or known vulnerabilities. Security experts believe it is a new flaw, but Microsoft disagrees. AV vendor Trend Micro said it first received samples late last week for MDropper BH. The firm says the Trojan spreads using a specially crafted PowerPoint file that is either downloaded from the internet or dropped on machines by other malware, leading to the downloading and execution of malicious files. Trend Micro and Helsinki, Finland-based security researcher Juha Matilario believe the flaw these Trojans are exploiting is different from those patched in the MS-06048 update. But Microsoft said an initial investigation turned up no evidence of a new PowerPoint flaw. And now for this week's Security Spotlight. Apple Computer has been forced to issue a lot of security fixes this month, leaving some to wonder if its reputation as the more secure alternative to Microsoft Windows is deserved. Last week, the company fixed a flaw in XAN, a program that enables the creation of an enterprise-class storage area network for the Mac OS X operating system and the Mac OS X server. Apple warned that attackers could exploit the flaw to launch malicious code or crash vulnerable machines. And then earlier this month, Apple released 21 security updates. Several were deemed critical and were targeted by exploit code. Earlier this year, the Mac's security reputation was also put to the test when it was actively targeted by malicious code for the first time. So is it still reasonable to think of the Mac as more secure than Windows? Joining me to discuss this is Natalie Lambert, an analyst with Forrester Research. Natalie, welcome to Security Wire Weekly.
Thank you.
So, Natalie, the Mac has a loyal following of users who claim that it's far more secure than Windows, and Apple recently played up the security reputation in one of its recent commercials. Do you think this is a case where that security comes by way of the Mac not being as dominant as Windows in a lot of IT environments, or do you think that it is truly built more securely than Windows?
Well, first of all, I believe that as the Mac OS is built off of Unix, The kernel code in that is smaller than the Microsoft Windows OS. With a smaller kernel code, there's less to exploit. However, that's really only a very small piece of the problem here. As a general statement, people are going to attack. They're going to create exploit code for products that have as many users as possible. You know, they're going to where the people are. And if you're going to talk about a numbers, a penetration, penetration base, Windows is there. Windows has the most users, significantly more than the Mac OS. And so, you know, to get the most bang for your buck, these exploit code writers are going after the Windows environment.
Now, you've seen, I'm sure, the series of commercials Apple recently put out where you have the fellow standing there in a business suit representing Windows and the fellow who is more laid back, jeans and jacket, representing the Mac. One of those commercials played on the fact that, or the claim that Apple Mac does not suffer from virus attacks the way Windows does. Do you think Apple is going to someday live to regret that commercial?
I do. I think that saying that you are the more secure OS or the secure OS is only going to lead people to create code to prove you wrong. And I think we've seen that. I think since these commercials have aired, we've seen, I mean, as you've said before, multiple security updates and patches have to come out, 20 which are were considered critical. People are going to go after this as a public stunt. That is what viruses were ultimately created for in the beginning. It was for notoriety. It was when spyware came along that we really switched to a monetary reward for these spyware writers. But again, in talking about the virus world, it is about notoriety. Why not go after the company that's claiming that they are the secure OS?
Now, at the end of the day, do you think that corporate IT environments would be better off if they were predominantly Mac-based instead of Windows-based? And I ask this knowing that you've actually done quite a bit of research on the Windows front and on what Microsoft is doing to bolster security.
Right. I think that, again, this is going to go back to what I said before. I mean, if IT environments were Mac-based, maybe for the first, you know, day, few days, 10 days, month, a year maybe, Mac might be a more secure OS and in those environments. However, the minute that penetration, that Mac OS comes up and becomes a very used OS within the IT organization, you know, those spyware writers, virus writers are just going to start going after that instead. It really is a matter of getting the most bang for your buck. Where are the users? And again, you switch to Mac, people will attack the Mac. You're on Windows, people are going to attack Windows.
Time will tell. Again, Natalie Lambert from Forrester Research. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Finally, hacker-turned-security consultant Kevin Mitnick finds out what it's like to be the victim of an online attack. Digital vandals defaced his website over the weekend, replacing information on his books and consulting services with foul language. According to published reports, the vandals hacked into the machine hosting Mitnick's site, removed his front page, and put their own page in its place. The defacement affected four of Mitnick's web addresses, including kevinmitnick.com and mitnicksecurity.com. Fortunately, Mitnick said, he doesn't keep any confidential data on his website, so while the hack job was embarrassing, it wasn't that serious. Mitnick gained notoriety in the mid-1990s as a hacker who was caught by the FBI after a much-publicized pursuit. He served a 5-year prison sentence for wire and computer fraud and was at one point banned from using the Internet, but he has since become a security consultant and author, traveling the lecture circuit. And that's Security Wire Weekly from SearchSecurity.com. The latest security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. And don't forget that you can download more of our podcasts at searchsecurity.com/podcast. I'm Bill Brenner. Thank you for listening.